I'm your friends at PBS Kids.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents comes from Target. Target believes that the joy of everyday life is all around us, and that imagination and curiosity fuel a lifetime of learning for children and families. Target is a proud sponsor of PBS Kids.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly!
Molly of Denali.
Let's go!
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire we
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Must see Joe, let's go!
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
We have to get to the trading post. Mom and Dad must be worried.
We can start back now.
But how? I mean, with Tui's ankle.
I can stand. Ow! But maybe not walk.
Once, when I was at the top of the Kadazkini volcano, one of the other scientists got sick. We had to bring him back down on a sled.
But we left our sled back at Mr. Holtman's house.
Then we'll just have to build one. Look around, Molly. You see anything flat Tui could lie on?
How about the door to the cabin?
Yes, it's already falling off the hinges.
And I brought some twine with me. We can use it as a tow rope to pull you. I'll make a splint for your ankle with the axe handle and layer on spruce boughs so you'll be comfortable.
Grandpa, you and I can pull the sled together, just like a team of sled dogs.
Good plan, Molly.
What do you think, Suki? Do we make a good team? Okay. You could be the lead dog. This door looks just like a real sled, Grandpa.
I hope I'm not too heavy. I knew I shouldn't have had that extra sausage for breakfast.
You're just fine, Tui.
How's Suki doing up front?
Pointing the way like a real lead sled dog.
And we're her team.
Off to Mr. Holtman's house. Hike, team, hike! Mush!
Thank you for finding Suki, Molly.
We're just glad she was safe, Mr. Holtman.
She's one hard-to-find puppy. Ow! I guess I won't be doing any chasing for the next couple of weeks.
You might want to get an extra lock on her crate. And your gate.
I'll work on that.
It's time for us to get back on the dog sled and head home. Tui needs rest. And Molly has a birthday to celebrate.
Do you want to say goodbye to Suki, Molly?
I guess so. Seems like we're always saying goodbye, huh, Suki? We've had some crazy adventures together. Flying in Mom's plane. Staring down a moose. I know. But I have to get back for the grand opening. And you have to stay this time, okay? You're not making it easy, girl. Listen, if you promise not to run away again, I promise to come visit you whenever I can. And when it's too hard to get here, we can video chat. Deal? Yeah. Me too. Mom! Dad!
Molly!
You made it!
The trading post looks amazing, and it's so busy.
I'm so glad you're home, Molly. We heard you had another adventure.
You're making a habit of it.
Suki saved me, again.
Sounds like she's a good friend.
Yeah, the best. How's my organizing system working in the storeroom, Dad?
Well, so far, so good. Just sold a sleeping bag filed under C for cozy.
Good one. Wow, look at all these people. Oscar and Maurice and Vera. And Connie, and even Mr. Rowley. Hi, guys. How did they all make it here through the storm?
Well, they came early, and when the snow hit, everybody needed to find a place to hunker down.
And now they're staying for the grand reopening to enjoy the party and spread the word. The Denali Trading Post is open for business.
Under new management.
The bunkhouse will be full tonight, and there's going to be lots of work to do. But before anything else, there's another event going on that's even more important.
More important than the opening of the Denali Trading Post? What could that be?
Happy birthday, Moll. This gift is from all of us.
Happy birthday, Molly.
What is it?
Open it.
A journal!
To write about all your adventures.
And maybe plan out your vlogs.
Masicho, thank you. I'm going to start posting all the time so all my new friends can hear about my life in Kaya. And I told Suki I could video chat.
Look, even Dot-san, Raven is back for your party.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Molly?
Nothing. It's just... for a while, I thought Raven had a plan for me.
Would you mind getting that, Molly?
Molly, hello.
Hello, Mr. Haltman. Didn't we just leave you and Ninana?
You did, but when I heard it was your birthday, I decided to take a ride with my dogs to bring you a present.
A present? Suki? Suki!
If I've learned anything about dogs, it's that they're loyal to the people they love. And Suki clearly loves you, Molly. She belongs with you.
Mom? Dad?
Mr. Haltman called us and asked if it was all right to give her back to you.
And we realized she was always yours.
And you are hers.
Do you really mean it? But what about all the messes and the trouble she caused?
We'll work on that together.
Oh, Suki, you hear that, girl? We belong to each other forever and ever. Right, Grandpa?
What did I miss?
Oh, not much. Just me getting Suki forever. Were you in on this too?
Just a little bit. But it wasn't my plan.
Do you think that Raven was behind this? That Raven wanted me and Suki to end up together?
What do you think, Molly?
Well, you said we used to speak the same language as the animals. That if we pay attention and really listen, we can still hear what the animals are saying to us.
You're a good listener, Segoya. I believe you've answered your own question. Now, let's try that cake.
The cake? Suki!
Looks like Suki already helped herself to a big piece.
Welcome home, Suki.
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho! Thank you!